grace that taught my heart to fear.
It was grace that taught my heart to fear. And grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear.
Holy
hour I first believed.
God bless you, precious brother. Amazing grace. The grace of God that has seen us through the week that has gone, our going out and our coming in. The Lord, His grace has been sufficient for us. And this morning, church bells ringing in our hearts. And we have been quickened to go no other place but right in the house of God to begin the week in His presence. Amen. Amen. That's amazing grace. Shall we bow our heads for a moment? Our dear Heavenly Father, truly, Lord, we look unto you this morning. And we say thank you, Lord Jesus, for your amazing grace. We thank you once, Lord, when we look back where we were, but what, Lord, you have done for us, O God. Not because, Lord, we are a special people, not because of anything good that, Lord, we have done, but amazing grace. Amen. Was so sufficient for us, Lord, that to God you have made us what we are today. And, Lord, we thank you for the week that has gone in our working places, in our homes, in our places of business, Lord. Even, Lord Jesus, you have opened yet another week for us. And how, Lord, we are so much happier in our hearts, Lord, to begin the week right in your presence, Lord, to start it in your house, Lord. So, Father, we want to commit all into your hands now, starting with the Sunday schools upstairs and down here. Lord, we seek now the presence of the Holy Spirit to come and take his place, the teacher, to teach us, Lord, your word. So we commit the reading of your word, Lord, into your hands. The Lord, you bless us, O God. Minister, Lord, everything that it goes with into our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. As we are standing, we are still on our studies. So we shall open to Revelation 6, and we shall read 5 and 6. The last time we met, we thought of coming with the oil and the wine. So let's read and find out what the Bible says. Revelation 6, 5 and 6. It said, and when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. 6. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and 3 measures of barley for a penny. And see thou, hate not the oil and the wine. Amen. Shall we be seated? Yeah, the third horse rider, as we have already gone through, when it was opened, John saw the same rider, this time on a black horse, and he had a pair of balances in his hands. Amen. And as he was going, a voice came out from the midst of the four beasts. And who was in the midst of the four beasts? The Lamb. Amen. If you remember when we started, see, the Lamb is the one who was in the midst of the four beasts. Praise the Lord. And so that means the voice came from the Lamb. Amen. So we found out that the meaning of a measure of wheat for a penny and three measures of barley for a penny, we got the meaning of it. The meaning was that now, these he has changed. The prophet said when he got in on the black horse, he changed his ministry. Amen. You know, when he was on the red, he was doing what? Persecuting, killing the Christians in millions. According to history, about the ones that they had recorded was 68 million. Anyone that would not agree with his doctrines, you are killed. When he was on the red horse. Amen. And now the prophet said when he took the black horse, he changed his ministry. And this time, he had a balance in his hand and going about it. And the meaning of a measure of wheat for a penny and a three measures of barley for a penny, the prophet said it means he was now selling the work of God, the blessings. Blessings he's supposed to have, he was selling them. Amen. So, you see, if you need a special prayer, you have to pay for it. And he can what? When your family dies, maybe he was not living right. So, it's supposed that he's in hell. So, you pay money. And he will what? Pray for the soul of that your family to come out from hell and go to heaven. That's the ministry he was holding down. Now he was selling. Praise the Lord. And the prophet said, it is up to today. The daughters are doing the same thing. Amen. They are doing the same thing. Bring money, I pray for you. Praise the Lord. So that's the what he was the holding of the prophet. Let's read something from here. He said, wheat and barley are natural stuff of life. See, naturally, it says stuff for we eat to give us what? Life, natural life. That what bread and made from, but you see, he was charging for this. As the bread of life to him, what he can give us a blessing, he was what? Charging for that. He said, what does that mean? He was charging his subjects for the kind of hope of life that he was sending out to them, making them pay for prayer, charging them for prayer. They still do it. They still do it. And there is one, we call it novena. Novena, in Italian language, nine means nove. Nove. And in Latin, novena, it was a prayer that they take you through for 9 days. And you pay heavily for that. Praise the Lord. See. So he said, they do it to today. See, purgatory, they charge for it. Penance, they charge for it. So what is he doing? He's bringing the wealth of the world to him. See, he's gathering what? Money. And we know that place, probably I don't want to mention the name, but you know it already. Amen. Is a very rich city. He has the gold. Amen. He has the gold. Praise the Lord. Anyway, this time, we are not afraid to mention it because the warning, that's what we are coming on. Don't touch the oil or the wine. Amen. So, he was bringing the wealth of the world to him into the church itself. And he's still riding. See, that black horse, he's still riding today. Praise the Lord. Oh, sure, he is. That's what the prophet said. So we see where we are now. He's on the black horse. He said, still riding. The prophet repeated that, yes, sir, still riding. The rider on a black horse. And he was stripping his subjects of them, what? Of their money. Amen. He said, do you see where that old money taken in church comes from? Now you know where it comes from. To build organizations and big something, you see. He's the mother of it all. See, taking money from the congregation. See, deceiving them, taking their money. He's the mother of it. He started the whole thing. Praise the Lord. But meanwhile, whilst he was doing that, when he has changed his ministry, when he was going, a voice from the midst of the four beasts. And we know that the lamb was the one who was in the midst of the four beasts. Then that voice shouted after him, a measure of wheat for a penny, and 3 measures of barley for a penny. And see, thou hast not the oil and the wine. See that you don't hate them. Already when he was on the red horse, he was devastating what? The saints, the believers, anyone that will not take his doctrine. Praise the Lord. But now, a warning has been issued. My brother, you see, when God says something, it stands. Praise the Lord. It stands. And as look at the very person who was killing and killing, but when he took this black horse and what warning came, he couldn't do anything again. Praise the Lord. You see. So now, let's find out who is the oil and the wine that he said, hate them not. Hate them not. You see. So the prophet referred us to Matthew 25 as about the 10 virgins. So for us to do it quickly. You know, the 10 virgins, they were all what? Virgins. Amen. But 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. The wise made sure they had oil, enough oil in their vessels. See, whilst the foolish ones, they had no oil. Amen. So, let's listen to what the prophet said here. Now, there were 10 virgins who went to meet the bridegroom. He wants to explain what the oil means. Now, there was 10 virgins who went to meet the bridegroom. Now watch, all 10 of them were sanctified. Praise the Lord. But 5 didn't have any oil in their lamps, and 5 had oil in their lamps. Is that right? What does the oil represent? He said, now, it wasn't about, listen closely here. He said, it wasn't about their purity or being virgins. You see it, brother? But having the oil which represents the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. So not the question of their purity and their being what? Virgins. But because of the oil, the Holy Ghost, they never had it. Praise the Lord. See, the prophet said they were sanctified without the Holy Ghost. They were sanctified without the Holy Ghost. And he said, the same thing, you can be justified without sanctification, being sanctified. And you can be sanctified without having the Holy Ghost. See, you could be clean, live a pure life, have a form of godliness, but you'll be denying what? The power thereof. Praise the Lord. So my brother, just like Apostle Paul, when he was a Pharisee, what did he say? He said, as touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. You cannot blame him, blameless. See, very clean, but he was denying the power thereof. See, just like the rich young ruler also. When Jesus said, go and obey the commandments, he said, look, from my youth, I've observed everything. See, very clean. Praise the Lord. See, from my youth. But you see, right in front of him, the power of the Holy Ghost was before him. And he denied it. You see. So the prophet said, it's not a question of purity. Yes, we must be pure. Being virgin, yes, we got to be clean. Pure life, everything. But without the Holy Ghost, my brother, my sister, you are lost. That was the foolish virgins. Praise the Lord. And surely they had to go through tribulation. Praise the Lord. So, the oil, as the prophet said now, the oil stands for the Holy Ghost. Amen. He said, but you have these five wise virgins who had oil in their lamps, that's rapturing faith. Amen. That's the rapturing faith. They have the Holy Ghost, that's the rapturing faith. Believing all the signs, wonders, and prophecies, and everything, you see. Praise the Lord. So, he said, so oil represents the Holy Ghost. And you know, oil and water doesn't mix. Oh, my. Praise the Lord. You see. So, if you, he's explaining now more of what? The Holy Ghost as being the oil. See, oil and water will never mix. Amen. Praise God. He said, does it? You can't also mix Christianity and the world. Praise the Lord. See, you can't what mix Christianity and the world. As you cannot mix oil with water, you cannot, if you are a Christian, you cannot mix yourself with the world if you have the Holy Ghost, that the oil. Praise the Lord. See, all these things are teaching us for us to know if truly we have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You see, because if the world is still in you, then it shows, if the world is still in you, then it shows that you have not yet received the oil. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's take notice of this. Said Christianity and the world also cannot mix. As long as oil and water cannot mix. So we got to examine ourselves very well. If still the world is in us, that means the oil in us is not the right oil. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, you can't have the world in you and still be a true Christian. See, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 1 John 2, as 15, the second part. So, the prophet went on again to say, the Holy Ghost separates us from the things of the world. The oil separates us from the things of the world. He said, I believe that when you come through the blood of Christ and sanctifies, it sanctifies you or it separates you from the things of the world. Jesus said, if you love the world or the things of the world, the love of God is not even in you. You can't mix oil and water. No, sir. You can't mix Christianity with the world. It separates you. Amen. The Holy Ghost separates us from the things of the world. Amen. So now, we've got, there are many things to say about this, but let's quickly, as we try to see if we can get on to the, I think you have understood the oil representing the Holy Spirit. Amen. So let's quickly just go down to the wine. Now, the prophet said, now oil typifies the spirit, and wine symbolizes stimulation of revelation. My, my, my. I love the way how the prophet sometimes he puts it together his words. Amen. He said, the wine symbolizes the stimulation of revelation. Praise the Lord. He said, boy, I said, I like to run all over the place. He said, when? I said, I wonder I didn't wake up the neighbors when the Lord showed me that. He said, when it was revealed to him, he was just running, shouting in his place. And said, then he said, he wondered that he never woke up the neighbors when the Lord revealed that to him. Amen. Said, stimulation of revelation, see, oil and wine in the Bible is associated together always. Amen. I got the concordance and looked, and there's a string of them like that, where wine and oil goes together all the time. Amen. So, got to explain the stimulation. What actually is the stimulation? Then he brought in the natural wine. The prophet brought in the natural wine. Amen. When someone has taken the natural wine overdose, praise the Lord, you know what he does to that person. Amen. He doesn't even recognize anyone. He's so friendly. You see him, if there is a music on the streets, he will be dancing. See, he will be acting, the prophet made it, unnormally. Amen. See, the natural one, look at the way how it stimulates someone, what he does. You could just see that this man has taken more wine. Because he's walking and everything, you can recognize it. Praise the Lord. You can recognize it. The way how he will speak, the way how he will act, all the things that he will do, you will recognize that this man has taken in more wine. So bring it to the spiritual. Praise the Lord. The spiritual wine. If you have taken it overdose, my brother, it will be seen in you. Praise the Lord. You will act also, as the prophet said, unnormally. Amen. You see, so that's the stimulation. He's talking about, he brought that, the natural wine, when you take it in excess, what it does on you. See, you wouldn't care even if your father-in-law is there or your mother-in-law is there. You don't see anyone. What you want to do, you just want to do it. Praise the Lord. So that's the stimulation he brought to compare to the spiritual. So let's look at examples like someone in the natural. You see, bring the natural again. If someone has the spirit of football in him, but we have the spirit, you see, we've got the oil, we have the Holy Ghost spirit in us. When someone has the spirit of football in him. When he goes to the stadium, he goes where? He goes to the stadium. Yeah. Praise the Lord. And then how he will be supporting his team. We are, see, bring alongside the spiritual side. Amen. Amen. Because you have the oil, the Holy Ghost. You go to what? A place of worship. Amen. So you look at that man at a stadium. When his team scores, look at the spectators. The way how, see, the stimulation. The stimulation that comes in them. Shouting with joy and everything. The same thing also. When we have the oil, see, the spirit of the word in us, and so we come, converge at a place of worship, many goals are scored while the preacher is preaching. Oh, praise the Lord. When he hit on what? He hit on something so powerful. You see, we had to what? Oh, amen. Praise the Lord. You see, we got to prove that we have been stimulated. We have the oil in us. We have that stimulation. Praise the Lord. So that's what the prophet, just to close it in this way, to bring the understanding of it all. So when we come in here, brethren, when it is worship, let us all worship. Show that truly we have been stimulated. We have the oil and the oil. Through that we are being stimulated. Praise God. Because goals are being scored here continuously and continuously. Oh, praise the Lord. So we got to show that kind of word, stimulation in us all the time. And so who are these people now? Oil and stimulation. You see, don't hate. As you are going, don't hate the oil and the wine. So who are they now? You are the oil and the wine he's talking about. Don't hate them. Praise the Lord. That's why today we know the horse rider already, the Antichrist. See, he said, the prophet said, now he's the vicar. The third stage of the horse rider. He's the vicar now, which is true. He's the vicar now. And this is his ministry was holy, but he has been warned. The oil and the wine. Don't hate them. Before, when he was on the red, he was just killing them. But when he took the black horse, he was warned. Don't touch them. Praise the Lord. That's why today we have we have the power, to call the Pope name, the Rome, whatever we just say. But before, my brother, you can't. But my brother, when we get to, before he takes on the pale horse, the bride is already gone. Let's watch it, my brother. So the time is really very, very close. Everything is pointing to it. When he will take his pale horse, that's the time. My brother, don't be one of the foolish virgins to go through the tribulation. Praise the Lord. Let's bow down our heads. Our dear Lord Jesus, we thank you once again, O Lord, for your word of inspiration this morning. Father, we thank you for the oil and the wine, the Lord, you have released upon your church, O God. We remember in the upper room what happened there, Lord, when they received it, O Lord Jesus. The people outside saw them, they thought that they have taken in a special wine. But Lord, they were being stimulated by your Holy Spirit, O God. So Father, we thank you for the stimulation of your word that we have received in this end time, Lord. We commit now the rest of our worship, Lord, into your hands. As the song leader and the musicians come, Father, we commit them into your hands, Lord. That, Lord, your Spirit, Lord, once again will sweep over everyone. We will be stimulated, Lord, that we will sing and praise and give all the glory to you. We thank you this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.